This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Now it's time to ask the CLO. You ready, Steve? CLO?
Ready.
All right, here we go. Trinity in Lake Charles. She says, I'm moving in with my older sister and she hates my boyfriend. I don't say anything about who she dates, but as the big sister, she judges everything I do. I am 31 years old, so should I have to sneak around her or should I stand up to her?
Well, you ain't got to do either one, but let me tell you what, he can't come over there though.
Yeah, right.
You ain't got to sneak around, but he can't come over there, and you can't expect her to allow him in the house. If you know she don't like her, you can't bring him to her house. That's rule number one. Now, you ain't got to sneak around because you're 31. You can openly date the guy, but hopefully he got a house because he can't come over there. When he come to pick you up, he can call you and let you know he outside. He can come and meet you at the door and walk you to the car and open your car door and put you in and shut the door and drive off. And when you get back from the date, he can get out the car, open your door, walk you back up to the house. He can't come in.
Big sis does not like him. No. That's her house.
I don't let nobody in my house I don't like.
I know
nobody.
That's right.
At all.
I don't care who you are.
That part.
All.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to, there you go, Trinity. Moving on to Melissa in Jacksonville, Duval.
Duval.
Yup. My son's tutor told me that she won't be able to come to our house anymore because my husband makes her uncomfortable. She's almost 60, so I doubt my husband came on to her. He laughed and denied it. Should I take her seriously?
She fine, though. That's a fine 60, though. I'm going to tell you that right now.
See.
Shut up, Tommy.
God, she fine. Doing math.
And she's smart.
Beautiful. I know it's ripping ticker. That's what Tootie is.
he laughed it off.
And denied it. This is what Melissa in Jacksonville said.
Well, what he got to deny it. That's obvious. But what is it that the woman is saying she made to feel? Is he staring at her? You know.
No specific in this from Melissa. My son's tutor told me that she won't be able to come to our house anymore because my husband makes her uncomfortable. She didn't say what exactly he is doing.
Well, she's not coming to the house no more. Now, if you're not going to find out what's making her uncomfortable, then your question was, should I take her seriously? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you have to take her seriously because we're in a culture now where anything can turn into a lawsuit. So you have to take her seriously. But I think to keep your family together and to keep everybody safe, just get another tutor.
Yeah.
Because if the woman is lying, you don't need her around your family no more. And if she's telling the truth, You don't need her up around the family no more.
So the boy gonna flunk for a minute, basically.
Yeah, he be all right, though. I got a lot of F's. I got a lot of maybe.
And look at you now.
Yeah, F's ain't everything. Don't worry about them F's. You get some F's, you recover. Plus, how old is the boy? He a tutor.
You know? Well, he needs a tutor. That could be any
getting
age.
Tutored.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, so, hey, he be all right.
Maybe he can find another place to tutor, like, I don't know, library or something like that. Anyway, moving on. Rico in Trenton, New Jersey. My wife and I heard our 14-year-old daughter on the phone cursing out a boy that rubbed her butt at school. I think my daughter gets a pass for how she handled the situation, but my wife wants to punish her. Should she be punished or praised?
Punish her. Mm. Hey, tell me who the little boy is.
Right.
So I can go up to the school and talk to his daddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, that's all that is. Mm-hmm. You know, what you want to punish her for? Because let me tell you something. Your kids is cussing when you ain't around.
Yes.
I was at my grandson's basketball game.
Uh-huh.
BJ, a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way, they won the championship.
Congrats, BJ and the team.
BJ.
Good job. Yeah.
And they get rings when they win. When ring, everybody get a ring and a trophy. And the rings are heavy. Nice. They look like NBA rings. You know, they fake diamonds, of course. But they real heavy. They got weight on them like a real ring. I was going, and he in third grade. We won the elementary school championship. When I was in sixth grade, I got a patch.
Anyway, back to the letter.
Well, iron on patch.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
that's in the 70s, dog.
Yeah,
dog. That was in the 60s.
Yeah. In the 60s. Okay.
Wow.
70s.
Come on, help Rico. Should they punish the girl? Or
no, I don't think you should punish the girl, but I think you all need to realize your kids are talking a little bit different. I had his basketball team down at the ranch for his birthday, mm-hmm. and boy, I drove up, and they didn't know I was there.
Them little boys were cussing.
Boy, they was out there.
Letting them fly.
F you, little Ian, you don't know nothing. Oh, B, sitting up here running around right here. That's why you can't dribble, H. You sitting up in here telling me you better get out my MF face. You don't know who you mess with. You about to be something up in here. Ooh. I'm sitting up here going, all right. I was impressed. I was like, hey,
then
I
walked in. You will be.
You know, then I walked in and tried to be a grandparent. Hey.
Watch your language.
But then as soon as I got their attention, I said, nah, good. All you little MLs, get over there on that other side. Stupid little MLs. So why you all out here? What? No, you just... Oh, my God, though.
My daughter... cussing today.
Hey, man, my daughter Carly said, Jesus, Dad.
So embarrassed, Daddy. All right, so Rico and Trenton, y'all shouldn't punish the girl. All right, moving on.
Punish the girl, no.
She probably cussing like her mama cuss. You probably didn't hear her mama do it.
Uh-huh. All right, let's move on. Last one. Kelvin in Philly. I kept my kids this past weekend, and my ex-wife went to Ohio with her new husband for his 10-year-old daughter's birthday party. My kids are 8 and 11, and they're wondering why they weren't invited. Is it my place to talk to my ex-wife about this?
No. The ex...
He kept his kids, and then... In Ohio.
Yeah, they may not. Y'all, them two, them kids may not get in. Y'all ain't a blended family.
No. Yeah, so you don't think he should talk about?
Yeah, you're not a blended family. If one of y'all would have to be, they'd have to be living together. No, this don't matter. Just, you ain't going to the party.
Okay.
You ain't going to the war next year either.
Okay.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.